Okay, like a three-way mechlokes tanoim, if shein va'ayin works by itself, or if it also needs a get shichur. My kula means the Rashi Evar. So does it also require a get shichur or not? That's why Tosfos said over there that our tana holds it does, because otherwise it would have lifted shein va'ayin separately. Yeah. So he said, it's not a raya. Okay. But that's the mechlokes. Now Rashi says, so get shichur, latiroi b'mas chorim. It's interesting, Rashi. Rashi, it sounds like he's saying, klapi the etzim yotzu lecheiris. You wouldn't have needed that. But to be matter, like the kinyan is a shaboy, we call it. The fact that it's osir to b'mas chorim, for that I need to get shichur to matter him, according to these tanoim. We'll see why soon. Yeah? So, that's the mechleik. It's a mechriim. Lip nechachomim oimrim. The ones who mechriya the psak. They said, near in divirab tarfin, who hold you don't need to get shechor. Shem v'ayin. Shatara zoch saloi. Because the Torah says, it goes feed. Shem v'ayin. You don't need anything more than that. Says it, like Rashi said, it says it in the pasuk. So they make a achra in the psak. It doesn't mean Tarfon and Rekiva are arguing completely. It doesn't mean they're only arguing in those cases. It just means if you're going to be machria, had a paskin, so you would say it makes sense to say the Rekiva by other Evarim, which are not explicit in the pasuk, and to say like of Tarfon by Shem Ba'ayin. Why go like a Rekiva b'shari varim? Because that's only a kenas chacham. That is a kenas chacham. So by shin v'ayim, which is it says mefurish in the pasuk, over there you go free without a get. But the other ones, the chacham made a kenas. It's a din d'rabbanan. It sounds like kenas chachamim that they should need. No, not that. It's a kenas chacham that you go out with Rashi Yevarim, and therefore over there you should require the get.
Because on a deraisa level you haven't gotten.
Because the deraisa level, right? Exactly. That's what it sounds. That's what it's saying. Kenas chacham who kenas? Kenas chacham who? Correct the Gemara. 1 second. Kenas who? Kray kadoshin. What do you mean? It's not a derabbanon. It's pesukim. We darshan out. Riboy miyat riboy. It's pesukim. So no, what we mean to say is, you're right, it's Doraisa, but it's a Medrash Chacham, which means it's not explicitly written in the Pasuk. It's darshened out from Klal Prat Klal. Since it's darshened out, that for some reason makes it weaker than Shein V'ayin, and therefore you should need to get by those, even though you don't need to get by Shein V'ayin. So the obvious kasha is, right, the obvious kasha is to phrase it like this, basically. It says Taurus is plural. Chazal Darshan, Taurus B'Chazal, Taurus B'Alpeh, they both give it at Sinai. So Klal Prat Klal is just as good as Shein V'ayin. What's going on?
The Torah's not going to say everything explicitly.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of Taurus B'Alpeh. Right. That's the whole concept. Whatever.
This is the din that applies to all the things you're saying.
Yeah. So what's going on? What's this chilik? What are we making a chilik over here? So Baruch Hashem, Taurus asks the Kasha. I say Baruch Hashem because when you see that, but you don't find the kasha like that quickly. You feel like something's wrong over here. You're missing something. But yeah, so I just asked it on the spot. Hoyel medrash kachamim hu pirish mishum hochi omar the b'shar devarim tzarich get shichur. Okay, v'im toim u'ma b'kach hoyel medrash kachamim hu v'le kam aguvei toira tluyin she'enem ban el mikoyach drasha kam aguvei toira hilchah Shabbos. You know, whatever it is, everything's learned out from drushes. So what's going on? Lechenir the benetam like this. So two mahalchim toises. Benetam learns the get ze ainu elam b'dabani. So it's okay. Enechinami. The whole din is din d'rabban. You're right. On a deraisa level, there's no difference. Shein ba'ayin, Rashi Evarim. Oh, look at you guys.
don't on nothing.
Look at you guys.
From yesterday, what are you eyeing? Some of us were sitting
no,
here
yesterday was a
now he's off and running. It's
yesterday was
a
yesterday was a Seder day.
Yeah,
that's why I said you were born at 30. It's been a long time.
Exactly.
That's why I said, oh, I'm very impressed with you guys. Was this you made this up beforehand?
What?
Was it done on purpose that you're all here so early? Anyway, okay.
We assumed you weren't going to be here, so we decided to come and show us. Now you're 12 minutes late.
Sorry. Yeah, so Dr. Beritam. On a deraisa level, there is no difference between Shein B'Ayin and everything else. And therefore, on a deraisa level, there's no difference in terms of whether you need to get or not. Avadi, you don't need to get. This get that we're talking about, that's a din derabbanon. And the rabbanon will be sacking the get on these things which are not mafurish in the pasuk. Why? Because what were they afraid of? We'll find him in the shuk. We'll say, "What do you mean? What are you doing here? You're my abbot." So the Kenayan will say, "Well, what do you mean? You wounded my Rosh Yevar." So you assume, you know, a lot of times that Moin Am Ami Oritz, and most of them have heard of Shein V'Ayin, but they haven't heard of Rosh Yevar. So they send them back. So Rabbanu B'Choishish for him. So they said you have to write him a get. But they were only choished for him by Rosh Yevon because it's not Mephorish in the Pasuk. Things which are Mephorish in the Pasuk. Right? Zil Kori Be'rav, the Gemara says, that don't know, so that they didn't need to be Mesakin for them. The Kach Tiknu Get Shechwe, that's what made a Tam. Interesting Sfora. Rivot Pirish, Rivot learns totally differently. He says, the Vanda Yishen V'ayin Yuchsid Behedri V'kro V'alayu. He says, Shein V'ayin is written Mephorish in the Pasuk. Okay, v'alayu ksiv l'chavshi yishalchenu. We'll see in a minute when we get to the Mai Taima that the Mai Taima the Reb Shimon who holds you need to get shichur is learning out from the pasuk l'chavshi yishalchenu. We'll see in a minute the Gemara. So he says, what are those words l'chavshi yishalchenu written on? It's written on shein v'ayin. T'mashma chavshi me'ikara. Chavshi, Yishalchenu. Chavshi in and of itself, even without the get. Yishalchenu. Ubahab shitalei, dilogoma shiluach, shiluach me'isha. Let's understand this, we have to see the Gemara right there. Let's. But by the time we understand very good at this point. The Riva is pshat, you have to see the Gemara right there. We're doing it backwards. So let's first finish the Gemara, come back to this Riva. The Gemara says, my time with Reb Shimon. Why did they pick on Reb Shimon as opposed to Reb Tarfin? I don't know. Or Rabbi Akiva, I mean. Before the Machriyim. What? Rabbi Tarf? Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant Rabbi Akiva. The Machriyim before said that Nirin Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now it's saying my time with the B'Shimon. Okay, I don't know why you pick. The Machriyim picked the B'Kiva and the Gemara picked the B'Shimon.
They were in the
B'Shimon. So my time with the B'Shimon. Why does the B'Shimon hold that you need a get? That you need a get? Yolev shiluach shiluach meisha. He learned that exer shavah shiluach shiluach meisha. Ma'ish b'shtar av eved nami b'shtar. Okay. Over here it says l'chav shishachenu, and b'isha it says what b'shulcha mi b'shulcha b'shulcha. Yeah. V'rameir holds you don't need a shtar. So he says, "Ikos of chopshi lebasoif, right? The shalchenu chopshi to the gomrit. I would learn like you. Hash the ksev. The pasuk turns it around. The chopshi shalchenu. It turns around the lashon. Havele chopshi meikara. The reason the Torah is putting the chiddush said shalchenu chopshi. Send them out free. The fact that switched around and said he's free. Send them out is mashma that the freedom came in and of itself." Before you sent him anywhere, before you wrote a get, he was already free. The mashmaus is the Shein V'Ayin itself works. Yeah, that's let's see. The way he got the chavshi is through the shiluach. Shiluach chavshi. So what's the shiluach? We learn from Isha that shiluach means get. So the get set him free. That's how I would have learned. Rameir says, but it doesn't say that. It says the chavshi, and then you shalchanu. So, right? So he says that that's mashma. The chavshi works in and of itself. What's the yishalchenu? So he says v'chasa. Rashi says v'chasa yishalchenu l'sha'ar Rashi Evarim asa. The yishalchenu goes in the other Rashi Evarim. So Rashi seems to, Rashi mamish. What's that line in Rashi? He also yishalchenu l'shar Rashi Ivarim also. What does Rashi mean by that?
You
do need a guess. Right. So we asked Tosfos as the kasha. What's the difference? So Rashi here is already being merames to the Rivod's pshat. This is what the Rivod's coming to say. L'chor. The Rivod's pshat is already l'chor in Rashi. Let's see the Rivod. The kasha we had was, what's the difference between Shein V'ayin and everything else? So Bina Tam said one pshat. Rivod says, he says, Shein V'ayin, it says explicitly in the pasuk. So what's a Meir's whole drasha? Meir's whole drasha that you don't need a get is because it said L'chavshi, and then you shall chenu. So he says, what's that going on? The word Chavshi, what's it going on? Chavshi may kora, right? What's it going on? Yeah, Rivod Pirush. We stopped in the middle, we're just going back now. The drash of Chavshi Meikara that you don't need to get is going on the word Shein V'ayin. And that's why he doesn't learn the Gzeir Shava from Isha like Rabbi Kiva does, like Rabbi Shimon does. But the Chenin Tzarek gets Shechra. How do you know? Oh yeah, sorry, I read too much into Rashi. Never mind. How do you know Shari Varm? From where do you know it from? Yishalchenu. That was a Riboy Miyat Riboy. The Riboy Miyat Riboy was from Yishalchenu. So Shari Varm is being learned out from the word Yishalchenu. That's what Rashi meant. Rashi was explaining, according to these shittas that you don't need to get, because Chavshi already set him free, what's Yishalchenu? So Rashi says, we know what Yishalchenu is. It's to be Marvah the Rashi Varm. So the Rivon says, Shari Varm the Nafkei enemy to Yishalchenu, Vadne Bakit Nemir, Shiluach Shiluach Meisho, Lekach Tark Lu Get Shikur. Those ones are included in the Gzeira Shava to Isha. Because now the Rabbi, those words are, we're being married those things because of Yishalchenu. So that Shiluach Shiluach Meisho. So Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yehuda's learning, it's not a Dindar Abon like Rabbeinu Tam. It's a real Dindar Ais, it's included in the Drasha. Yeah, just the reason, the sheet is old, they don't need to get the reason they didn't learn the Gzeira Shava from Isha. It's because the Chavshi came first. That's true, Klapi Shein V'ayin. But Klapi Rashi Yivar, those are only being included anyway because of Yishalchenu, like Rashi said. That's what Rashi wanted. He wanted to explain to what Yishalchenu is doing according to these Shitas. So Rabbi Yivar says, it's a Pashut, so that is included in the Gezer Shavu.
So they guys, they're learning out the Drasha, but how they learn out the Drasha determines whether or not you need.
Yeah, Rabbi Meir will be Moida to Rabbi Shimon. That legabe Rashi Yevarim, that we have a Gezer Shava. The only reason he knocked out the Gezer Shava is because he had a deep from the Pasuk Chavshi. But that deep from the Pasuk Chavshi helps him with legabe Shein V'ayin. But Yishalchenu, the Rashi Yevarim, which are really from the word Yishalchenu, which is the word, says that might they make a Gezer Shava. That's what we've all learned. Beit HaTam learned, no. They're not made to any Gezer Shava at all. The whole thing's in the Rabban. Rivas says, no, they are. Klapi Rashi Yivarim, the Maidah, there's a Gezer Shavah, Yishalchenu. The Dik and the Pasuk of the Chavshi only helps the Gabi Shem Ayin that came before it. I said Rashi is already Mimaramis, the Rivas Pshat. That's not true. I was reading too much. Rashi is just telling you what Yishalchenu does. According to the Dik of Rebbe, the Chavshi comes first. So what Taka is Yishalchenu? And you don't even get, so what Taka is Yishalchenu? So Rashi says, it's been Barbara Rashi Yivar. Rashi is saying that because that's the previous Gemara. The Rebbe is saying, yeah, and that's why even Rabbi Meir would be moided on that thing. You have a Gezer Shavah. You understand that?
Yeah.
And Allah is not the same.
No. I mean, I have to change the way the nusach I'm using is a little bit not true because I'm calling it Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. I don't think that's true. It's the Machriyim really that we're coming to explain. How did the Machriyim learn this out? In a man and Chum themselves, there's no reason to say they made this compromise. But where are the Machrim getting their Shita from? That was our kasha. Lechatesi, according to the Machrim, Mechalik, what's Mefurish and what's not Mefurish. That's really our kasha. So the Gabi, the Machrim, they could split up the drasha like this. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Not even Meir himself. I kept saying Reb Meir. It's not even Meir himself. Start over? I'll have you go over the recording and just, you know, change, you know, dub in your voice, whatever. Tana Rabbana. Medrash Chachamim. Yeah. Medrash Chachamim. Okay, Baiter. You guys got to the end. You got to the end yesterday.
What's the end?
Tidat. Oh, okay. Tona Rabban. Oh, they're showing you up. You're usually the.
We yesterday. He doesn't like Sundays.
I'm late today.
Tona Rabban. Hikohu al Einoi. Hikohu al Einoi. Al So then, Eved Yotzei ben Lecheres. He made him deaf in his ear, or he made him blind in his eye. The Eved goes to Lecheres. That's when he actually hit him in the eye or in the ear. But Neged Einoi ve'Einoi Roya k'Neged Oznoi ve'Einoi Shemeya. If he did something, he made a movement. The Rashi says, "Hika b'koysel aviv isoy b'koyl." Then a roi in his charesh.
What happened? What's Rashi saying?
Then ain eved yoytz b'lecheres. It does not go lecheres.
He went blind from the noise, or he banged him into the wall.
No.
Why did he go blind?
It sounds like from Rashi. What?
The noise from the force, right? Not from the sound.
No, it's quite, I think it's from some kind of shock. Yeah. It's from some kind of shock. It's not from a. It's not from a.
Is that a physical?
No. It can't
be
because later.
Hit the wall?
Whatever. He created the noise by hitting the wall.
Right.
It was mavis. If Eso, it says no. It doesn't mean he deafened him. It doesn't mean he deafened him with a loud noise. That's like physically hitting a person. There's no difference really. It doesn't mean that. You see, later for the Gemara, it can't mean that because where's mechalik between an animal and a person? What's the difference? It means that the shock was a guardian for him to lose his senses.
Sometimes someone's eyes bug out of their head from being scared.
I mean, Loyal, we shouldn't open such things.
We
shouldn't open such things, but it's such a reality, I guess. It sounds a crazy thing. Yeah, there must be. I guess it's a physical reaction which causes it, but it's not a. It's not the force Shabbai. It's the Helim Shabbai. It's the.
Right. No, but something like a noise. It's not the awesome one, but it's the hit of hearing
the noise, yeah. But so much so it can make him lose sight in his eye. Sounds like
if
a
the hearing that he loses hearing you can understand.
Yeah. It's like it has to be something.
So
you understand
right.
What I'm saying? Well, that's where you learned it.
Yeah, but I didn't like
that. Well, you see later in the Gemara, is Mechalik in the Behemah.
Right, and after it says
if it's just a physical, you know, thing, the losing hearing or whatever, why shouldn't it apply just as well to a Behemah? There has to be a psychological.
Let's see what the Rav says.
Oh, so let's see. So the Gemara is Mechalik. If he actually hit him, so he's heaven is goes to Cheris. But if not, then the Eved does not go lecheres. Amar Rav Shimon Rav Ashi, the Memra. Are you trying to tell me the Kol Alav Klumo, that the coil is not anything? We don't. it's not called it was mazik the eved because the coil we're not makshiv the coil. But only Rabbi Barichez go tani go shoyishid roishel abir klay schuches. He put his head into the glass jug, but talka boy, v'shavroi, made a loud noise and broke it, cracked the glass. V'shav netzik shalom. See, see, you are responsible for your coil being mazik. So you're responsible for your coil being mazik, just like you're responsible for your chicken's coil being mazik. The oven should be responsible for his coil being mazik. Yeah? What did he say? You found something in there? Well,
that's what it says.
The hell of the Shabbat.
The hell.
Okay. I mean, there's such things. People like...
But it's like that
people becoming mute from hell and people becoming...
That sound would not cause damage.
Really?
But you make a sound that even of itself is not a
sound. To blind
damage, like his response.
Yeah, exactly. His tguva.
But there is a sound that...
Yeah, so I guess.
Standing next to an explosion of a
that just mitzad the sound itself.
Bomb.
Right. 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 But then you wouldn't be mechalut in a person.
Right.
Yeah. So the noise save our Gemara is not that. I mean, what would be if it was that? I don't know. What would be in that case? Then it's partial the effort. Then it's partial the effort to go out in that case. In the case where it's made of sound that. Then maybe yeah. No, okay. Let's see what it says here. So why are you bought it? The coil's a mazik. The chicken, you're if you're the owner of that chicken, you got to pay. The Amr of Yosef, Amr of Rav, Sush, Tzana, Vachama, Shneir, Vishav, Kalim, same thing. Soicha Bayit, Vishav, Mechatzin Nezik. Why does it say Nezik Shalom by the Tarnagol and the Chatzin Nezik by the horse? Rashi explains it's going with two different man. The Amrim and Bavakam and Sumchis and the Rabbanon. Whether you chayiv Chatzin Nezik Mitzrayus or whether you chayiv. Or the Chavnas of Shalom Mitzrayus, coiled in the category of Mitzrayus. It's interesting. Everything in Ilchus Nezikin has to fit into a category. So what's coil? The animal broke something, it shattered something with its coil. So we see from Rashi over here that that's called Mitzrayus, indirect. Like an animal would be walking and a pebble would get kicked off by its foot and broke a clay, that's called Mitzrayus. So coil is part of Mitzrayus.
Well, you don't stop at Mitzrayus, no?
Yeah. That's it with one less R, one less Rish. Yeah, he kicked something out. So that's a makloike. Sumpah's old to pay Nezik Sholem, but the bottom old to pay Chatzin Nezik. Okay, so the first price that we brought was going to Sumpah's, the next was going to Rabban. Fine. But either way, we have Rayas here that the coil is a Yechai Pekoil. So, empty the Gemara, Amalei, shiny Adam, the came of the Badnasu, Iu Mivas Nafshe. Since, this is what we were explaining before, since it's a Badnas, Rashi, shiny Adam, the Badnasu, high Nizik. So, when the coil shatters the glass, that's like we said before, that's the etzem vibration of the coil shattered the glass. But when the coil caused him to lose his senses, that came because of a response. Yes. And since the bardas high nizik, since this nizik the bardas, a reaction. The mibos, he becomes helim is the right word, right? Helim means shock, and he becomes memela medaite komibos. So that's his own das. Okay, das doesn't necessarily mean it's a voluntary response as opposed to involuntary response, but that's him causing that to himself. If a person was trained, whether he's mechuyev to have that in his mind or not, you can't be mechuyev the mask. That's the point. Because soif calls soif, it was internal reaction that was going in it. I might be an indirect cause, but indirect cause on chayv b'day adam. That's like grama. Grumma, for example. Grumma is chai b'dei shemayim, but not b'dei adam. You can't pay a person paying basin for a grumma. So you're right. Maybe. And a kanami, after grumma, you're right. You want to call it a grumma? Right. You want to call it a grumma, then you're right. But you can't call it direct if it's because the person's natural response which made it happen. But calling it a grumma is very good because the truth is, you see in the next halacha, b'dei shemayim, you are chai to pay. That's mamish like grumma. That's mamish like grumma.
It's not lashon the pasuk, but
lashon the pasuk.
Hit his eye. Doesn't mean if he lost his head, it means if he hit his eye.
You caused them a wound in that.
That's not the pasuk says. I understand you want to push it into the ground. It's not Plato. It's not silly, but it's not what it says.
What does it say?
It says if you knock his eye out,
it doesn't say knock it out.
If you hit his eye,
you give it a maka.
Banging the wall and causing him to go blind. That's not.
He doesn't go out.
What if a guy's standing there and assume a bat in his head? You should say, well, the guy should have ducked. Should have ducked.
Huh?
The guy should have ducked.
Should have ducked?
You walk over to the guy, you smack him in the head.
That's not the same thing as this.
It's worse here. You're saying since he's a Bardaz and there's something that's something.
It's his natural reaction which causes the thing to happen.
What he's saying is it
should have ducked. I still caused it. Just he didn't get out of the way.
I want to say that it's a specific sensitivity that
but everybody has that sensitivity, so then.
Tell you where the difference is. Tell you where the difference is. The thing that the person did, you have to take account of some other person.
Yeah, come on.
The thing that he did would cause.
He said that, but that's not what he said.
But what he's saying, but your person said that you.
Let's go. I'm not crazy.
Is the Gemara saying in every instance, or is it saying that there's a standard? In other words, you look at how
a normal case
how the ordinary man on the street reacted that he wouldn't lose his eyesight. But this guy's response, he got such a shock that he did. So he should have, that's not the normal. But if you did an amount of noise
know.
Or whatever that the ordinary person would lose, then you can't say with this guy. That's how he responded. That's how the ordinary person would respond. So you have to be careful for that.
Listen, no one's saying you don't have to be careful. No one's saying you didn't cause it. Yechai b'dei shemayim. But with DNA Adam, it has to be direct, and this is not direct. Yeah. You're asking Mitzah to happen, man. Not the Maskon. You want to know Mitzah to happen, man. Why do I have to. Yeah, you want to know why do I have to come on to this vote? Yeah. But
whatever. It's a.
In the Zeke and everything, I'm saying.
No, Grum is not, though.
No, I know. It's good. You put there anyway.
It's Grum.
You're just asking, since you didn't touch him, what's happening? Because Yaka hasn't been touching him. Yaka means you give him a hit, you give him a maka. If you give him a maka with sound waves, it's like, what's a bar in the Torah? It's a pit.
You can talk about Rosh Hashanah that you can see.
I know, I'm saying the way in which you made
it. It's not a noticeable hit, that's for sure.
I'm just saying, the Hadamina is.
The Hadamina is.
Yeah, that's all.
Then it has to be that, what's a dar or something? Goli,
Mum Shabba Goli?
Yeah, okay.
No, that means, okay, but this is Goli.
As opposed to internal organ.
Yeah. As opposed to, I'm just saying, you could have it. It's like all these types of things, like bar, literally translated as pit. But when the Torah said bar, it also meant a banana peel. Banana peel look like a hole in the ground to me. Same thing. No, I'm just saying, Yaka. No, you were asking the Havamina. Yaka to be mocking you by punching your dad, be mocking you with sound waves or whatever. In the Havamina Gemara, it's the same thing. Territory it's not because it's a grumma, but I'm just saying you can hear the without calling it silly button.
No?
I go up on him, yeah. No, yeah, okay. These guys, he's bothered that if that's a natural mahalik of a person, it's like you punch a person, he bleeds. You know, you do this to a person, he gets bishak. So, like, why should we treat it as an indirect cause? I mean, if that's the normal. He's asking the Gemara. It should be called direct. That's what you want to say.
The reason why you don't call it direct to me is our reason.
Why would you call it direct?
The Gemara is having that it's direct, and then says it's not direct. Why? Well, because it's a Bardas. Right. How does that make it not direct?
Because his own reaction of shock that caused it. He's saying, if that's the way a normal person reacts, then that should be included in a regular din of Hezek. It shouldn't be, did he want to say? I guess it's not so posh, though.
You could know that
he wrote.
To be my grandma, maybe not so posh, yeah.
So I said, if it's saying that we're guys highly sensitive to it,
Yeah.
And he's, you know, it's an outlier. Okay, fine, I understand. But to give a blanket, well, since he's a bardas, but what how between an animal and a person?
Well, really, we're really being macaulay between the glass and the person. Yeah. I said before, I said the animal. That was a mistake. Really.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it's just because of the glass is an easier way of knowing at what point it'll crack. You can measure that.
Yeah.
So you know, if you go over there,
you know how fast the Earth moves?
I don't
know how fast we're moving right now?
What?
An hour. You know what an hour, let's say?
On its axis.
No.
I feel the Earth move under my feet.
Around
the side?
Yeah.
He didn't hear what I said twice. I have to say it a third time.
Not around the sun.
What did he say?
But I do feel the Earth.
On its axis.
Around the sun, what? No, around the sun. How fast does it move? What's the speed?
It's going in order to do it in 24 hours.
No, the revolution. How fast are we actually, not just spinning?
Speed,
kilometers per hour.
Yeah.
Kamash, 100,000. 100,000 kilometers per hour. That's how fast we're moving right now. That's how fast we're moving right now. Besides spinning, that's how fast we're moving through space from one point to the next. You can go to New York 10 times, there, back, there, back, there, back, there, back, 10 times in 1 hour. At the speed we're moving right now. That's pretty crazy, huh?
What are you reading yesterday when you didn't come to the ship?
Gerald Schroeder.
Oh, he's great, isn't he? He's great.
So, why don't we feel it? Why don't we feel it? Why does it feel like we're moving fast?
Huh?
Why don't we feel like we're moving fast right now?
The same place. An airplane, you feel like you're moving.
Oh, why? Right. Because the same thing as an airplane. When everything's moving with you, you don't feel like you're moving.
I don't know, maybe in coach you do,
movement,
but this, we don't feel
movement, like. Well, it depends if it shakes. Movement's only felt if there's some other factor to compare it to. So if you're passing buildings, you'll see the plane's moving. If you have turbulence, you'll feel like you're moving. If everything's slow and steady and there's nothing, you're not looking out the window, no one's going anywhere. Because movement is only felt
with really, now you get to rhythm. So that's really nice.
Yeah, exactly. So when the entire Earth is moving with us, no one's going to feel like they're moving anyway.
What?
What's that?
It wasn't Ahmed who came up with that, right? Einstein.
Who were what?
All these the opposite way. How many of them were there in the world at any one time?
Oh, yeah, so that...
Amazing.
They're time different.
It only blows in one direction.
Okay. Yeah, it has to do with Einstein. These things have to do with Einstein. Yeah. Okay, that was a lesson for today. Einstein said all these theories about the universe. They're mamush like. And then they proved them. Then they proved a lot of them after. Okay, weiter. You see the chokmah Hashem that's in the world that was nisgala over the last 100 years is like, if you look at it that way, okay. 100 years. Yeah.
As much as
they, yeah. 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 Okay. Let's finish off. It says here now. Okay. And then he proves it. But if he grabbed him and did it, then that becomes a Maisa Hezek, and then he's chayving even with the other. So it's just like we were mechavik by an Evid. More direct than our case, but talk about not even.
Because he couldn't do anything about it. It's like an avid puffus.
If a guy goes like to the right,
I mean, again, the Bryce must be talking about a case where it happened because of Mavis. See, I'm not sure. Is the Gemara saying what would be in a case where we assume it did not happen because of Mabbas, it happened because of... unless the Gemara is assuming that physically speaking, that type of damage is always connected to Mavis. I don't know.
No, this is not fear. It's blowing in his ear.
But I'm saying, but the price of calls,
we'd be discussing eyes also.
But the price of calls, well,
yeah, it's only talking about the Karishais now.
Well, it's talking about that case, that's all. I mean, it's not talking about an Eved, this case. It's talking about Stam. It's talking about Bryson by Nezikin. See, I'm not sure. The Gemara is saying, the Gemara is assuming that any type of damage like that always connected to Mavis. Or we're talking about the type of damage which had Mavis in it. But Enechinami, if you had a situation where it was so loud that it was called Nezik through the Etzem force of it, that would be different. I'm not sure. I guess, like, scientifically, you can prove those things. I don't know. If it's because of that, because of that. What does he say?
What's the nafkumi? The nafkumi is holding him?
Yeah, it's also a chiddush that grabbing him would make a difference. Because, so what did you grab him? The hezek wasn't the grabbing. Yeah, you mean good to go? Because you grabbed him, you held him in place. That was the mice and nezek.
Yeah, maybe he could run away.
When you grab his ear, the reason that's called... that you are chayv in Nezek is because now he can't run. The type of damage you did is the same type of damage, but by holding his ear, that made it into a indirect Nezek, into a direct Nezek.
We started fighting, killing him, but if he's tied up, you're chayv. If he's not tied up, you punt, you can run away.
Yeah. No, you have an order for us from there. How do they learn it?
One's amazing, one's a grub.
Yeah. No, but is every... No, that's not. If you hold it...
Oh, if you go next to the guy, you won't wear any zippers. What?
It's always totally in that, yeah. No, that's the question. Is there a noise so loud that we say it's not totally in that? It's totally... The noise itself damaged him.
It happens by people can lose the hair from it.
Yeah, that's what Tuvia is saying. So is that...
I don't think it's the fear. I think
so that's what I'm asking. Is the Gemara saying that's always...
I mean, I don't know that it's not scary, but it's the sound.
People lose hair just from
the hair. Yeah, so is the Gemara saying that always we have to assume that there's a level of madness that causes that? Or is it Gemara Moida that there is such a thing as the noise itself doing it? We're not discussing that right now. We're discussing...
Because we have the evidence, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking though.
Holding him
just makes it that... Right. Right, but over there, maybe, but over there could be where Mechayev you for the mice of the holding. The mice of the holding, yeah, because that's directly causing. No, you're not letting him run. So, when you blow the noise, all you did was an indirect mice, but now you did a direct mice. Holding place.
Let me say, Tucker, he stopped, did it. To say that the only kind of direct action, like physical action, this is physical also.
Yeah.
Sounds are physical.
Today was the first time.
Yeah, you can break things all the time with sound waves. Unless they understand.
He's looking at the Schottenstein. We all have to be quiet. Is that on? Is it voice sensitive?
I'm not sure that they said it.
I get you. He's spoken to them with your voice.
Oh, listen to this. This sheds light on one thing over here. The Ramah learns a different shot. The Ramah learns a different shot than the Ramah it brought in Shittim Kubetzos above a Kama. He learned Pshat when the Gemara says Mavis says Atzmai, that he caused, he brought it on himself. He says Shahaya La Adam Shatoko Ba'oznu Laharchin as Roshel Litzadacher.
Right.
It means that he should have protected himself.
Right.
You should have seen it coming.
That's what I thought he meant when
no,
he said
you can move. You can bend your
arm. I thought that's meant by Bardas. Like he had the
that's according to the Ramah. That's what it means. Mamela. If you hold him in place, that's cold. That's what the Yad Ramah learns. Shidim Mekubetzos above a Kama. Now that gives us a clearer picture. Now the other way, not everybody learned that way. The other way of learning was that the Mavis really caused it. So then you have to say a different kind of lumdis, that the holding it, because the Ramah is much easier. If the whole Mavis itself is a svara in the fact that you should turn your head, so Mamed would understand that when I hold your head, that already becomes. Very nice. Shittim Kubetzos above a Kama. If you go with that Mahalich, then it's easier. You hear what the Shittim is learning? No, he's learning much more partial. That Mavis as Atzma just means that when someone you could turn your head.
If
you have a case where he came up from behind them, maybe it would not be different. I don't know. But he's saying in normal cases, there's usually room to turn your head. So Mimela, you can't say that the Mazik was fully responsible. He's still Chai B'di Shemayim, but he's not fully responsible. The Nizak aided in creating the Nezik. But if he's taught, but if he holds him in place, then we understand why it's him. That's what you were learning anyway. That's the Shittim Kubetzos Baba Kama learns. I am Shom. Baba Kama Tzadik Aleph. Rashi? Rashi says Pitzer. Which Rashi? Very good. We'll have to continue shiur tomorrow won't be a Seder day.